Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked to me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth hath committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth hath made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth in perdition. How many are following us now, or you are spinning like this? Okay, fall, okay. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which hath received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And they have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, and shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, thee shall hate the whore, the woman, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now, as you follow this chapter, I was hoping you kind of, your mind at least would go back and forth a little bit, where you're it covered a lot here. It covered the beginning of the tribulation, the middle of the tribulation, and the end of the tribulation, all in this one chapter. You just have to place what's going on where. Are you following? So begin in verse number one. We'll start there. And let me just give this to you. I take this again about Babylon. It's a system. In chapter number 18, it's going to be an actual city that's going to be rebuilt. Have this note. Babylon is mentioned. Let me start this way. Jerusalem is mentioned 767 times in the New Testament. Jerusalem. It's the most mentioned city in the Bible, in the King James Bible. 767 times. If you get you Google whatever, you get your thing in concordance and all, and look under Jerusalem, and it'll tell you 767 times it's in the King James Bible. The second most city mentioned in all the Bible is Babylon. Interesting. 286 times. It's mentioned in the Word of God. and it refers to the literal city Babylon. And Rome, R-O-M-E, is mentioned 9 times. And the reason I'm mentioning this here, there's a reason for this. Rome is mentioned 9 times in Scripture. A lot of people believe that this system on the hills and all this is the Vatican in Rome, and a lot of good people think that. I do not believe that. I do not believe that, and I'll give you the reasons why. But Babylon will be an actual city. It will actually be rebuilt from, we've been there in Iraq, and I won't go into that. But let me get started. Verse number 1. And there came one of the angels, 7 angels, which had the 7 vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now remember, you got to remember, they already identify, as we read the rest of that chapter, it identified who the woman was, it identifies who the beast is, and even identifies these many waters. We see this in verse number 15. The waters which thou sawest are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. In other words, the whole world, okay? And he's riding upon the whole world, the waters, okay? I want you to see that. And then verse number 2, with whom the kings of the earth hath committed fornication, with whom? With the religious system. And the inhabitants of the earth had been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And before I go any farther, the reason I do not believe that this woman, most people think this great whore, the mother harlots, most people believe it's the Catholic Church. You've probably heard this, and listen, I'm not going to argue with anybody, okay? But false religion did not begin with the Catholic Church. You understand that? False religion began in the days of Babel, a place we now know as Babylon. It's amazing how it all started there. There's a fellow by the name of Nimrod. Remember him? Okay. And Nimrod, and time won't allow, it started with Nimrod at Babel. The word Babel literally meant when they were building the Tower of Babel. Remember the story? Okay. The word Babel means gateway to God. Literally, we're going to be... They were building a false religious system. It started there. It did not start with the Catholic Church. And there's a method to my madness, okay? So stay with me. Okay. It started there at Babel with Nimrod. After that, when God dispersed the people, remember, and confused them with the language, the name was changed to Babylon, which the word Babylon means to confuse the way to God. Literally, confusion. Babel was the gateway to God. Well, Babylon literally means confuse the way to God. It's interesting how God changed that name. There's a reason for that. Let me just share something. Somebody wrote this, and I want to just read this for you, okay? I normally don't read. Let me just share this with you. It's a lot of good information. Nimrod had a wife named Semiramis. She is credited with founding the Babylonian mysteries. Remember, it talks about the mystery in verse number 9, mystery Babylon the Great. See that in capital letters, it's the name. This, the wife of Nimrod, is credited with founding the Babylonian mysteries and the first high priestess of idolatry. Building on the promise of the woman's seed to come, where did they get that? Who said Genesis? Genesis 3:15, okay? Remember, talking about the seed of a woman early in the Garden of Eden and all that. Remember, they built upon that about a seed of a woman. And let me continue reading. Semiramis bore a son who she declared was miraculously conceived and who she presented him to the people. Remember, this would be Nimrod's son now. He was hailed as the promised deliverer. His name was Tammuz, whose worship Ezekiel in Ezekiel 8:14 prophesied against, because the people began to worship her son, that Tammuz. And this introduced the mystery of the mother and child worship. Does that sound familiar?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.